Blackstone Publishing presents Watership Down by Richard Adams. This book is read by Peter Capaldi. To Juliet and Rosamond, remembering the road to Stratford-on-Avon. Note: Nuthanger Farm is a real place, like all the other places in the book. But Mr. and Mrs. Kane, their little girl Lucy, and their farmhands are fictitious and bear no intentional resemblance to any persons known to me, living or dead. Introduction. Richard Adams. Whenever our family had to make a long journey in the car, I used to tell stories to my two little girls. Some of these were stories that everybody knows, such as Cinderella and Jack the Giant Killer. But a lot of them were stories that I made up myself, and my daughters particularly liked these, because they felt that they were their own stories, and no one else's, made up for their own enjoyment. One day, when we had to make a journey of over 100 miles, they asked for a long story, which we have never heard before. Such a story could only be spontaneous. I began improvising and started with the first thing that came into my head. Once upon a time, there were two rabbits called Hazel and Fiver. For some of the animals in the story, I took characteristics and features from real people I had met over the years, so that each rabbit had a distinct individual personality. As for Kahar, the seagull, he was based on a Norwegian resistance.